The devotional content of the following Monty Man's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery, copyright 2017, all rights reserved. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Well, good day, everyone. It's the Monty Man once again with another Monty Man's Meditorial. How are you today? Listen, I get the fact that sometimes we just feel like a flimsy, rubbery reed, right? We're just bending one way and bending the other. And we want to just sink into denial, considering the painful things that are going on in our lives. We want to fall asleep. We just want to hide under the covers. But listen, sometimes we got to toughen up and become a tough character and face these things head on. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:6 in the Good Book says, "So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. Pay attention." Well, the first step toward honesty is to pay attention. In the words of this text, the choices we face are either to sleep or to be alert and self-controlled. Now, there are days when we'd rather sleep, right? There are days when the emotional numbness of denial seems less painful than the alertness required by recovery. Couldn't we just let it ride for a day? Couldn't we just sleep for a while? Lord, give me those covers. I just want to hide under them for a day. Well, sometimes people will even encourage us to sleep. Maybe they're like Job's comforters, right? They may say, "Why are you still paying attention to that? I mean, you know, it was a long time ago." Or, "Why are you still holding on? Just forgive and get it behind you." Well, wouldn't it be great to get this over with quickly and not have to pay attention to it anymore? We may ask ourselves. Well, there is rest from all this stuff. It's a serenity, though, that comes from God. But it comes from alertness, not from sleep or denial. God's peace is not like the sleep in this text. This sleep, it is avoidance. It is distraction. It's pretending. And it can lead to death. Being alert means that we allow ourselves to see and hear, to use our senses and mind and heart. It means that we pay attention to what's happening inside of us and around us. This text urges us to be alert. Pay attention. Pay attention, it urges, even if life is painful, even if it's not what we want it to be. Listen, sometimes we just need to toughen up, and we need to stay alert, wake up, and walk through the day. When we come back, a closing prayer on this topic of honesty and self-awareness, and a closing recovery song. Hey, listen, I get it. I get that there's controversy around the whole CBD thing in the recovery community, but remember, contempt prior to investigation. So let me help you out here for a minute. Founded by a father and son in addiction recovery, Exact Nature's all-natural CBD products are specially formulated to help you face the exceptional challenges of recovery, be it addictive cravings, depression, anxiety, or even improving your sleep. Listen, learn more at exactnature.com. And as a Take 12 Recovery Radio listener, use the code TAKE12 and you'll receive a 20% discount on your order. Oh, and by the way, there is no THC in Exact Nature products. So you might not get high, but you might just get to feeling better. That's Exact Nature at exactnature.com. Well, welcome back to this week's Meditorial, honesty and self-awareness and a little toughening up. Hey, listen, I want to add to that promo for Exact Nature. They are one of our sponsors here at Take 12 Recovery Radio. You know, in regards to this whole thing of being alert and staying awake, it's difficult to stay awake physically if you're not getting the proper sleep you need, right? Well, let me tell you something. I have sleep apnea. I have dealt with sleep issues for most of my adult life. And until I started taking the CBD product from Exact Nature called Z's, I wasn't getting the quality sleep that I needed. And if you're in recovery, well, heck, even if you're not, we all need quality sleep. We need that deep REM sleep that is so vital to the healing process of our bodies. I have never had a better night's sleep since I've been taking Exact Nature products. So I encourage you, as somebody in recovery, just as a fellow human being, get your proper sleep. And if you're dealing with detox, if you're dealing with cravings from alcoholism or drug addiction, this product is going to help you. I cannot say enough about it. Please check them out. As a father and son team who are in recovery, they have your best interest at heart. Please check them out at exactnature.com. All right. Well, here's my prayer. Lord, help me to pay attention today. Help me not to put my feelings to sleep. I want to be more aware of my thoughts and of my feelings, Lord. I want to be able to express both the pain and joy of life in today. Help me to pay attention. Amen. Listen, our closing song this week on Monty Man's Meditorial kind of addresses this issue of toughen up a little bit, pay attention. Listen, because like I said, tough times, they don't last, but tough people do. It's the chorus for this song by Ben Reel entitled Tough People. Tough People by Ben Reel. Listen, you can visit his website and get more of his great music at BenReel, that's R-E-E-L.com. So, toughening up. Sometimes people tell us, oh, just get over it, toughen up. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about paying attention and walking through your day with purpose. With purpose. And always remember that it's in our weaknesses that we admit that we become strong. That's how we become tough. When we admit our dependence on our Creator and we welcome Him into our lives, that's what toughens us up, not machoism. Remember, tough times, they don't last, but tough people do. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.